name is Autumn Woods, and I'm a junior here at Oak Ridge High School. I am one of the students who went down to Selma, Alabama, and I first of all want to begin by talking about my real first time traveling. It was so many firsts for me going down to Selma, Alabama. It was my first time on a plane, my first time really being away from home for any period of time, my first time being around different types of people than what I'm used to here in Muskegon, and it was absolutely amazing. I loved every second of it, and being in Selma, Alabama really showed me that there is nothing to be afraid of when you're traveling. I think sometimes people fear what they're going to encounter when they're in an unfamiliar place. In Alabama, I did not feel in any way like I was an outsider. I felt welcomed. I felt like they appreciated the fact that I was down there to participate in something that they cared so passionately about. And it was just a great experience. So right from the beginning, the trip started off great. After getting over the initial excitement of being in a new place, we started to explore in Birmingham. One of the first places that we came across was the Civil Rights Institute. Inside of there is where I found one of the things that had the largest impact on me. We were walking around the museum. There was a ton of information. There was a ton of displays and so many things to see in there, so many things to learn. And then you walk into this room, and it was one of the last things that I saw when I was in there. It's a really dimly lit room. You walk in, right across from you is a glass box. And inside of it, you see a white robe with a white hood. You immediately go back in time. You think of what the people who saw that thought in their minds. The fear that it held must have been just unmeasurable. When you think about a black man or a black woman, an innocent child, or a white person who was fighting in the civil rights movement, seeing that robe, knowing that it was there to stop them from doing what they thought was right, it had to be absolutely terrifying. It is the undeniable sign of the Ku Klux Klan, and they have one right there, one of those robes. And down at the bottom, there's a little white card, and it says, "Donated anonymously." It really makes you wonder, who would donate that anonymously? Did that person wear it? Did that person find it? Was it left over from some of their family? I mean, where did it come from? How did they get it? It really made me wonder what kind of person wore it. Who donated it anonymously and why? Did it make them feel better to get it out of their lives? Did they think that it would make them forget about everything that happened? Or would it make them feel better about themselves? It's a crazy thing to wonder, but I mean, when it's right there in front of you, you think about the people that had to face it, and then you think about the person that was inside of it that had such hate and felt that they had to be so brutal. And looking at it, you wonder, how did the same people that are welcoming us in Selma, Alabama, face that robe? And here we are, down in Selma, Alabama, 18 people, and 17 of us are white. And they're friendlier than people in the North. How do you let something like that go? I think it just shows that that's exactly how far they've come, how far we've come. If they're able to let go of the terrible things that happened and accept us being in their presence, it's absolutely amazing. So while we were told by many people in the South that the fight was not over, it is clear to me that we are well on our way.